A swastika. The words MAGA 2028, a threat naming a sitting big city mayor. Federal prosecutors say a San Jose State University graduate student wrote all of it on a bathroom wall more than 20 times over a year and a half. And according to his own social media, the man they charged spent that same stretch posting against Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, against MAGA politics, and for Palestinian rights. You're listening to Civic Intelligence. This is the story of a bomb hoax that shut down buildings across a public university for a year and a half. The fingerprint and badge log case, prosecutors say, closes it, and the twist in the defendant's own timeline that the criminal complaint never has to explain. Start with the timeline, because the timeline is the disruption. According to the Justice Department's charging announcement, San Jose State Police began logging threatening and hateful messages scrawled in campus restrooms in October 2024. They kept coming for 21 months. Bomb threats, mass shooting references, swastikas, slurs against Jews, Muslims, and other groups. Several were timed to specific dates, a countdown nobody could verify was fake until the date passed. The single count federal prosecutors ultimately charged traces to one note. November 5, 2025, taped inside a men's room stall in Macquarie Hall. Warning, mass bomb next week. Ringed by four swastikas next to the lines, "This is a white nation. Kill all Muslims. MAGA 2028, and Kill Zoran," an apparent reference to New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani. A second note on the same wall threatened a mass bombing on November 11th and November 12th. No explosive device was ever found, not once across more than 20 messages. This is charged, start to finish, as a hoax. The disruption didn't care whether the threats were real. Emergency alerts went out. Classes got canceled. On days carrying a threatened date, investigators describe buildings that were effectively empty. A new wave of graffiti hit in March 2026, messages invoking the September 11th attacks and warning Muslim students to stay off campus, and another threat in late April named a specific date in May. Students and faculty spent a year and a half not knowing whether the next restroom note was the one that meant something. San Jose State's public statement was blunt. The university condemns hate, violence, and threats of violence. There is no place for anti-Semitism and racism on campus. That statement went out before anyone was publicly named. Here's the part prosecutors actually have to prove, and it has nothing to do with ideology. The federal complaint against 30-year-old data science graduate student Zihung Tony Fang doesn't rest on a confession. It rests on a fingerprint, a badge reader, and a security camera. According to the criminal complaint, a fingerprint recovered from that November 5th note matched Fang's. Campus keycard logs allegedly placed him inside the buildings where notes turned up in 16 of 18 instances that required restricted badge access, typically shortly before a message was discovered. Surveillance video allegedly shows him entering or near the relevant restrooms as recently as a day before several of the notes appeared. Physical trail, digital trail, video trail, converging on one person. San Jose State Police had already made a separate arrest in May 2026, months before the federal charge. State felony counts for vandalism and for publishing threats, with a hate crime enhancement still to be decided by the Santa Clara County District Attorney's Office. Same restroom campaign, same fact pattern, but a legally distinct filing running on its own track through state court. Two prosecutions, two courts, one defendant, presumed innocent on every count in both of them. Here's where the story stops being a straightforward campus hate crime case. The messages Fang is accused of writing read like a checklist of far-right imagery, swastikas, this is a white nation, MAGA 2028. But according to reporting on Fang's own social media, first surfaced by the Jewish News Syndicate and independently corroborated by the Times of Israel and the Jerusalem Post, his publicly expressed politics ran the other direction entirely. Critical of ICE, supportive of immigrants, pro-Palestinian, opposed to MAGA politics generally and specifically. Sit with that for a second. A hoax campaign built entirely out of neo-Nazi set dressing, allegedly staged by someone whose own public record reads like the opposite of every symbol he's accused of drawing. That contrast is exactly why coverage of this case keeps circling the phrase false flag, the idea that someone might manufacture the imagery of a political enemy while holding the opposite views themselves. None of that is proof in either direction. People's private convictions and their public posts diverge all the time, for reasons that have nothing to do with a criminal complaint. And here's the detail that matters most legally. Prosecutors don't have to explain any of it. The charge Fang faces, Title 18, United States Code, Section 1038, conveying false information and hoaxes, criminalizes the act of transmitting a false threat. It does not require the government to prove why he allegedly did it. Motive is not an element of this crime. Whether it was genuine belief, an attempt to frame a political opponent, or something else the complaint never has to name, none of that has to be resolved for a conviction to happen. And nothing has been resolved yet. Fang is presumed innocent, and the government still has to prove, beyond a reasonable doubt, that he wrote the specific message it charged him with. The federal case was announced July 9, 2026, by United States Attorney Craig Mesakian, Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dhillon of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, and Special Agent in Charge Scott Shelbel of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, San Francisco Field Office. The statutory maximum is 5 years. The 20-year and life tiers under the same statute only apply if a hoax causes injury or death, which nobody has alleged here. Fang made his first federal court appearance July 10th and 11th, with a further hearing reported for July 13th and 14th. One more thread, because it's the one nobody can accuse of hindsight. Months before any arrest, Senator Bill Cassidy, Republican of Louisiana, and chairman of the Senate Committee overseeing higher education, was already telling San Jose State it was moving too slowly. His oversight letter went out in mid-March 2026, roughly 2 months before the state arrest, nearly 4 months before the federal charge. And it didn't mince words. The university's response to growing anti-Semitism on campus, he wrote, was inadequate and demands accountability. When the state arrest finally came in May, university president Cynthia Teniente Mattson told her campus plainly that Jewish and Muslim students, faculty, and staff had been living the tragedy and the hateful rhetoric intensely. For real, the whole time investigators were allegedly watching fingerprint and badge data pile up.
21 months. More than 20 threats. Zero actual bombs. A public university that had a fingerprint, a badge log, and camera footage the entire time, and still took a year and a half to name a suspect, after a United States senator was already on the record calling its response inadequate. Zihung Tony Fang is charged, federally and separately at the state level, with staging all of it. His own reported politics point the opposite direction from the hate speech in the complaint against him, an alleged contradiction, not a confirmed motive, and not a conviction. He is presumed innocent on every count until a court says otherwise. That's the story as the documents lay it out. The Justice Department's own charging announcement, court filings, a senator's oversight letter, and reporting cross-referenced across three separate outlets on Fang's social media.
Explore every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news, where this piece lives with the complete sourcing and the court timeline as it develops. If you want the next episode the moment it's out, subscribe wherever you're listening right now.